A wet October and snowy past few weeks in the Sierra Nevada mountain range have provided the beginning of much-needed drought relief for the state of California. Here's Sean DeGuzman, the manager of the Snow Surveys and Water Supply Forecasting Unit at the California Department of Water Resources.
Our survey today recorded a snow depth of 78.5 inches and a snow water content of 20 inches. That results in 202% of average to date and 82% of the April 1 average here at this location. The January snow survey is our first big reveal of snow conditions for the year, and obviously we are off to a great start.
DeGuzman said that although the snowpack is above average so far, that doesn't mean the drought in California is fixed. In other years, just 2013, the water year started off strong like this year, only to end up as the driest calendar year in history.
Even though rain and snow are currently above average, this drought is still far from over. Most of our reservoirs are still below average and our groundwater is still recovering. We still have a long way to go for our wet season, and we need more and more of these storms to keep coming through.
He says heavy snowpack also doesn't always translate into a lot of runoff. If the soil is dry and there aren't spring rains, the water can be absorbed into the ground instead of filling reservoirs.
Here in California, we continue to experience evidence of climate change and greater seasonal to subseasonal climate variability. And even with the wet start, we still have 2/3 of our wettest months still ahead of us in January and February. And a wet start doesn't always mean that this year will be wet once it's all said and done. We've just been fortunate just in this last month.
The most significant briefing of the year is on April 1st. The snow water content, which is essentially the amount of liquid water contained in the snow if it all melted, gives an indication of how much water the state will have to carry it through the dry summer and fall months.
Right now here at Phillips, we only have 82% of that April 1. We don't have a full bucket yet. That's why we still need January, we still need February, we still need March to come in. We're hoping for that April 1% of average to get a lot higher so that we have more runoff to fill up a lot of those empty reservoirs.
DeGuzman said it's too early for weather models to predict the snowpack for the rest of the winter season, but he can only hope that there will be more deep, dense snow to carry the state out of drought conditions. For KPFA News, I'm Melissa Martinet.